Good day, and welcome to the Bilibili 2020 second quarter earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Juliet Yang, Senior Director of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Please note the discussion today will contain forward-looking statements relating to the company's future performance and are intended to qualify for the safe harbor from liability as established by the U.S. Private Securities Litigation Reform Act. Such statements are not guarantees of future performance and are subject to certain risks and uncertainties, assumptions, and other factors. Some of these risks are beyond the company's control and could cause actual results to differ materially from those mentioned in today's press release and this discussion. A general discussion of the risk factors that could affect Bilibili's business and financial results is included in certain filings of the companies with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company does not undertake any obligation to update this forward-looking information except as required by law. During today's call, management will also discuss certain non-GAAP financial measures for comparison purpose only. For a definition of non-GAAP financial measures and the reconciliation of GAAP to non-GAAP financial results, please see the 2020 second quarter financial results news release issued earlier today. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. In addition, an investor presentation and a webcast replay of this conference call will be available on the Bilibili Investor Relations website at ir.bilibili.com. Joining us today on the call from Bilibili senior management are Mr. Rui Chen, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Carly Li, Vice Chairwoman of the Board and Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Sam Fan, Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Fan, who will read the prepared remarks on behalf of Mr. Chen.
Thank you, Juliet, and thank you everyone for participating in our 2020 second quarter conference call. I'm pleased to deliver today's opening remarks on behalf of Ms. Chen. The second quarter was another strong quarter of growth of Bilibili. Owing to our increasing diverse content and wider awareness of our brand, we are reaching a much broader audience. For the second quarter, MAUs were 172 million, up 65%, and DAUs were up 52% to 51 million, both on a year-over-year basis. Mobile MAUs continue to be our fastest grower, reaching 153 million in the period, up 59% compared to the same period in 2019. Along with the expanded user base, user engagement continued to be strong. In the second quarter, our users spent on average of 79 minutes per day on our Bilibili app, making us one of the most popular platforms among our peers. As we move into our peak summer season, with solid execution of our initiatives, we are looking forward to further building on our user growth momentum. We continue to roll out more premium content and services, strengthen our monetization capabilities, and we are increasingly converting traffic to paid users. Our MPUs were up 105% year-over-year, reaching 12.9 million in the second quarter. And our paying ratio improved to 7.5% compared to 5.7% from the same period last year. These increases fueled our top line growth, and we once again reached record high revenues of RMB 2.6 billion, beating the high end of our guidance. Our gross margin expanded to 23% from 16% in the second quarter of last year as we continue to realize more operating leverage. We remain committed to our user growth focused strategy. After 11 years of cultivation, we believe our content pool is deep and diverse enough to accommodate a much larger user base, and our community is friendly and robust enough to retain those newcomers. Hence, we have made more proactive user growth plans. Our primary areas of focus are creating additional brand awareness and targeted channel acquisition. In the second quarter, we launched a series of campaigns aimed at expanding the Bilibili brand name among a broader audience. in tandem with expanding our content appeal for mass market. During our 11 years anniversary, we introduced a new slogan, Bilibili, all the videos you like, helping to define our brand proposition and appeal to a wider base. With this vision in mind, we launched a branding campaign series that started with our blockbuster New Year's Eve gala in the first quarter, followed by Hou Lao, Lu Hai, Xi Xiangfeng trilogy videos, which all have been widely successful, and we are seeing a clear uptick in brand perception and brand awareness across different demographics. This strategy is working well for us, and we are determined to carry on as we move into the summer peak season. Looking ahead, a number of positive industry trends are working in our favor. The adoption of faster network and smarter hardware is making content creation easier and more accessible to everyone. Particularly, the video industry is emerging as the biggest beneficiary. Video is rapidly becoming the most interactive and influential method to convey information. Building on that decade of experience and leadership in the video community, we are well positioned to capture the growth opportunity. With that overview, I would like to walk through the latest update of our content, community, commercialization, and the strategic growth plans. First, our content. Our PUGV ecosystem remains the cornerstone of our business. For the past decade, we have carefully accumulated our PUGV community and rising as a clear industry leader. Our effective traffic distribution mechanism and friendly community environment make Bilibili an increasingly attractive platform for content creators. In addition to easy-to-use tools that make the content creation process simpler and more accessible, we launched our new ad platform to bring more commercial opportunities to our content creators. For the second quarter, we had approximately 1.9 million content creators uploading 6 million videos per month, representing increases of 123% and 148% respectively, both year over year. For the second quarter, our most heavily trafficked verticals are lifestyle, game, entertainment, animation, and technology. With rapid trends in video content, newcomers and key opinion leaders from other platforms are turning to Bilibili. In the first half of 2020, the number of content creators who submit their first video creation trial grew by 139% year over year. These creative minds open Bilibili up to expanded content categories. For instance, we officially launched a knowledge sector to encourage content creators to share their insights, such as a business story, how-to skills, and professional experiences. With our effective operational campaign and welcoming community atmosphere, knowledge has quickly become the fastest growing sector, and we have seen excellent traction. Turning to our OGV, we remain as the dominant leader in the animation field with one of the China's largest anime libraries. Since beginning of this year, there were 3 new Chinese animes join our 100 million video views club, including Wildcat Legend, 大理寺日记, and our self-produced The Daily Life of Immortal King, 先王的日常生活, and Capricorn, 元龙. Additionally, we plan to roll out more Bilibili-produced Chinese animes, including Lin Cage, Lin Long, Immortal Journey, Barren修仙传, and The Legend of Kong, 先宝寺元龙. We believe this new series will attract even more Chinese anime lovers to our platform in this summer. As a supplement to our vast content library, we expanded variety shows and documentaries continue to resonate with fans and provide good advertising avenues to our business partners. In August, we were excited to introduce our very first self-produced music variety show, Run for Youth, 说唱新时代, sponsored by Alibaba's 聚划算. We hope this rap in the talent show will help further expand our content offerings while inspiring our content creators and young generations alike. Department, we are pleased to have received wide recognition, not only from our users, but also professional institutions. 2 of our Bilibili-produced documentaries were nominated by Bai Yulan for the Best Documentary Award, including An Ye the Books, 但还有书籍, and Police Stories, 派出所的故事, The Hidden Kingdom of China, a documentary that we co-produced with National Geographic was nominated as the Best Limited Series Long-Form Documentary by Jackson Wild Media Award. Turning to our community, our community size and engagement have been accelerating rapidly. Our platform is more robust than ever, and we have seen record high across all of our primary engagement metrics. In the second quarter, our daily video views reached 1.2 billion, up 97% year over year, and our users generated nearly 5.2 billion monthly interactions through the bullet chat, comments, likes, and Bilibili moment posts, nearly three times the amount from the same period in 2019. Our official membership program is on a similar growth track. By the end of the second quarter, we have 89 million official members who passed our 100 question exam, up 65% year over year. Retention for this group remains well above 80%, demonstrating the loyalty of our users. Turning to our commercialization progress, I will first review the status of our game business. Revenues from our mobile game business were up 36% year over year to RMB 1.2 billion, accounting for 48% of our total revenues. Building our massive and expanding gamer community, our distribution power in the ACG sector is becoming even stronger. In the second quarter, we were excited to add the new blockbuster title Princess Connect, 公主连结, to our game portfolio. This exclusive licensed Japanese RPG was an instant hit after its release in April, and topped China's iOS download and grossing chart multiple times. Our legacy title, Fate Grand Order, or FGO, continues to hold a considerable draw for this stable fan base. At the end of June, we were excited to celebrate Azuna Live's 3-year anniversary with a major content update and accompanying offline activities. The long life cycle of these games continues to be a strong testimony to our ability to operate and sustain high quality games. Looking at our game pipeline, currently we have 11 games that have acquired approvals and are scheduled to be released in the coming months. These include Magia Record, 魔法少女小圆, a highly anticipated ACG title adapted by a popular Japanese anime, and the Sword Art Online, 刀剑神域, an exciting MMORPG. Additionally, while strengthening our ACG game operation, we continue to expand offerings in high-quality games. At the end of July, we host our first-ever game release event, Enter Your Fantasy World, where we introduce 11 exciting titles across different genres. These included simulation game Darkborn, 黑潮, a self-development ACG game, 玲珑火种, a highly anticipated title adapted from our self-owned Chinese anime IP, and several high-quality ACG titles, 宝石幻想 and 机动战机. In August, we are delighted to announce we are going to bring Chinese audience the mobile version of Fall Guys, 唐豆人, an exciting casual battle royale game. As we solidify our game release content offerings and welcome more game lovers to our platform, Bilibili has become the go-to place for jointly operating partners. In the second half of the year, we will continue to work with leading game developers to bring our user premium games such as Mihayo's Renshen, at the NetEase Harry Potter. Turning to our VAS business, revenue from VAS increased by 153% year over year, reaching RMB 825 million in the second quarter. Our growth was mainly driven by increased contribution from premium memberships, live broadcasting, and other value-added services. We continue to enrich our live broadcasting content and increase the penetration among our growing traffic. As our platform becomes more influential in China's online entertainment industry, we have seen more hosts and talent agencies turn to Bilibili to grow their fan base and maximize their commercial potential. On the esports front, our 3-year strategic partnership with Riot Games will significantly enhance our position in this area. We will join forces with Riot Games and the local government to host diversified online and offline activities to promote world-renowned League of Legends World Championship events, while bringing more esports lovers to Bilibili. Our premium members which offer additional exclusive or advanced content to paid users, continued to flourish in the second quarter. By the end of June, we had 10.5 million premium members, up 100% year-over-year. These members represent the golden cohort of our most loyal users, who are also the most primed for future cross-selling opportunities. Notably, our comic business is also on the rise. Within 2 years, Bilibili Comic has grown from scratch to top three comic platforms in China, with over 1 million paid subscribers. As a natural extension from our core SEG content offering, we see great synergy between our main app and Bilibili Comics app, with significant room to grow. As for our advertising business, our growing user base and increased brand awareness make Bilibili a must-go-to platform for advertisers. Despite the tough macroeconomic environment, we grow our advertising business to RMB 349 million, up 108% year-over-year, and continue to broaden our customer base. The leading industry verticals in the period were games, e-commerce, 3C products, food and beverage, and education. In summary, we had another strong quarter of growth, and we are well poised to continue on this trajectory. Building on the positive momentum in the first half of this year, we plan to make additional investment in branding and channels in the coming quarters to further drive user growth and raise brand awareness. We believe this investment will boost our self-fulfilling growth cycle and yield considerable return in the long run. As we reach new heights, our focus will remain on the quality of the growth, and we will continue to closely monitor the ROI of our marketing expenses. We are confident that our effective strategic initiative will further fuel on our user growth and support our top-line expansion, as we continue to build values of our company, investors, and growing community of our users. This concludes Ms. Chen's remarks. I will now provide a brief overview of our financial results for the second quarter of 2020. Our total net revenues increased by 70% year-over-year to RMB 2.6 billion, exceeding the high end of our guidance. With our games accounting for just under half our total revenues, we are pleased with the commercialization progress of our non-game offerings and our ability to convert our online traffic into paying users. The average number of monthly paid users increased by 105% year-over-year, reaching 12.9 million in the second quarter. Cost of revenues increased by 57% year-over-year to RMB 2 billion. Revenue sharing cost, a key component of cost of revenues, was RMB 1 billion, a 79% increase from the same period in 2019. Gross profit increased by 130% year-over-year to RMB 604 million. We are also starting to see operating leverage from our diversified revenue streams. With more revenue contribution from our higher margin business, as well as additional income from paying users, our gross profit margin continued to improve, reaching 23% in the second quarter. Total operating expenses increased to RMB 1.2 billion, up 103% from the same period in 2019. Selling marketing expenses were RMB 675 million, representing a 181% increase year over year. The increase was primarily attributable to the increased channel and marketing expenses associated with Bilibili's app and brand, as well as expenses for companies' mobile games and selling marketing personnel. G&A expenses were RMB 208 million, representing a 48% increase year over year. The increase was primarily due to increased headcount in G&A personnel and increased share-based compensation expenses. R&D expenses were RMB 331 million, representing a 53% increase year over year. The increase was primarily due to increased headcount in research and development personnel and increased share-based compensation expenses. Net loss was RMB 571 million for the second quarter of 2020, compared to RMB 350 million in the same period of 2019. Adjusted net loss, which is a non-GAAP measure that excludes share-based compensation expenses and amortization expenses related to intangible assets acquired through business acquisitions, was RMB 476 million compared to RMB 256 million in the same period of 2019. Basic diluted net loss per share were RMB 1.63 Adjusted basic diluted net loss per share was RMB 1.35. As of June 30, 2020, we had cash and cash equivalents, time deposits, as well as short-term investments of RMB 15.6 billion, or $2.2 billion, compared to RMB 8.1 billion as of December 31, 2019. For the third quarter of 2020, we are currently projecting net revenues to be between RMB 3.05 billion and RMB 3.10 billion. Thank you for your attention. We would like now to open the call to your questions. Operator, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. For the benefit of all participants in today's call, if you wish to ask your question in management in Chinese, please immediately repeat your question in English. Also, we only allowed one question per participant. If you wish to ask a question again, please press star 1. Your first question in queue comes from the line of Alex Poon from Morgan Stanley. Alex, please ask your question. Your line is open.
早上好，管理层，谢谢接受我的提问。恭喜很好的业绩，请问。 第一个问题想问一下关于用户增长方面，想问一下上半年非常强劲的用户增长趋势，请问这些新增的用户的画像质量留存大概是什么情况？第二是想问一下下半年和明年的用户策略重点是什么趋势，会怎么平衡这个？ 用户留存和这个维持现在强劲趋势的一个平衡, 谢谢. My first question is regarding the user growth. First half, the user growth is very strong. Can you share with us the quality and retention and the user profile of the new user growth in first half, and about the second half growth and also next year, what is the key focuses of your strategy of user growth? How are you going to balance the user retention and maintain the fast user growth in second half and next year? Thank you very much.
Okay, 我这回答一下吧。 我们去年就曾经提出用户增长会是我们今年最重要的工作，然后我们今年也是这么去做的。从那个上半年来看，确实我们在用户增长方面，我们取得了一个 不错的一个成绩，在用户画像方面的话，其实跟以前区别不大，就是我们的那个新的用户仍然是在20岁左右，而且呢，就是一如既往的吧。我觉得我们在用户增长方面，我们还是先追求质量，再追求数字的。从质量上来看，我们的，你看我们现在公布的一些那个数字，包括79分钟的日均使用时长，包括超过5000万的 DAU。 包括就是52亿次的这个月均的互动，包括超过12亿次的这个就是我们的 VV 这个其实都证明了，就是我们的这个用户增长数量的同时，它的质量也是跟以前一样好的。
I'll translate for Mr. Chen. Last year we have reinforced and reaffirmed user growth will be our key strategic focus. And we have been carrying out the strategy efficiently going through the first half of this year, and have made very positive progress. As for the new user profile you asked, there's no significant change of the new user profile. We still see a lot of young generations are coming in. The average age of our new user is about 20 years old. However, we would like to emphasize during the user growth process, we're more focused on the quality over quantity, and the quality of our users can be supported by the daily time spent, daily time spent of 90 minutes per day, and our user engagement were up to 5.2 billion on a monthly basis, and our daily video views reached 1.2 billion. So all of these numbers supported our users are not only growing very fast, and that their quality are very, very high.
而且特别要值得一提的是我们在2020年上半年我们的新增用户当季付费率是很高的然后那个而且的话就是我们之前也提过嘛就是从17年到19年就是我们的这个付费率也都是在不断的在提高所以呢就是我们对于在用户增长的同时就是质量的一个那个就是质量的一个把握其实我们是一直非常重视的
And notably, we've noticed that the new user who come in during the first half of 2020 and also paid for our services within the same period, the ratio has significantly increased compared to the same period last year. And as also the new users who came on our platform during 2017, 18, and 19, who also stayed and paid for the next few years, their paying ratio is also increasing. So once again, this set of numbers is a strong testimony of the quality of our new user growth.
我在这里还是也讲那个就是再次的介绍一下就是我们用户增长的一个方法论吧，就是我们为什么能够那个有信心获得一个持续健康的用户增长。 我们一直在提我们是内容吸引用户，然后社区留住用户，所以的话，我们用户增长的一个发动机其实是我们内容的出圈。我一直不认为就是那个，就是我们的用户是通过这个，就是单纯的通过这种，比如说买量这样的一个方式拉进来的。如果没有，就是如果我们的平台上没有他喜欢的内容，那用户进来了以后他也会走。 我们在内容的一个扩张上，大家应该可以看得到，就是我们在过去一年，我们做的应该是卓有成效的，而且那个正是因为内容的扩张，我们确实获得了比以前面更宽的一个用户范围。So
here I would also wanted to emphasize the methodology of our user growth. The reason why we are very confident in the user growth trajectory. Is based on the concept that we have been emphasizing that we use our content to attract users and use our community to retain users. And as you may notice, in the first half of this year, we've done made some significant progress to allow our content to reach a much broader audiences. And this type of user growth cannot be achieved by purely channel acquisition or user acquisition. If a user comes to our platform simply through the channel acquisition, we cannot retain them if there's no good content. And the key strategy is to allow our content to grow to a much broader category, and this opens up to new for us to new demographics.
B 站本身是一个高留存、高粘度的一个平台，然后我们的那个今年的用户增长并没有改变 B 站的这个属性，它的用户数量虽然提高的更快了，但它仍然是一个高粘度、高留存的平台。And
Bilibili is a community with high engagement level and high retention level. Although our users increase significantly, our overall community stays the same in density and continues to be very sticky and with high retention rate.
最后我也想说一下，就是我们今年的就是整个在用户增长方面的一个节奏吧。众所周知，因为 Q1是一个叫疫情的特殊时期，所以的话，我们应该是加大力度去做。 用户的一个获取，然后在第二季度就很明显是叫疫情慢慢在国内的疫情慢慢结束，然后复工复产的一个时期，我们其实是做好用户的 留存，然后做好用户的一个收入转化，并且的话我们在第二季度应该是开启了我们的就是品牌宣传和提升品牌认知的一个活动。然后在接下来的第三季度的话，因为第三季度属于是那个暑期嘛，它是一个旺季，我们既会加强用户获取，也会继续做品牌提升。
So I'll update you the schedule of our user growth plan. So as everybody know, during Q1 the pandemic period, people have more time in their hands. So that gives us a very good window to invest in user growth. And the second quarter, as people are going back to work and return to school, it came to a more stabilized period that we'll be focusing on raising our retention and converting those users to paid users. And notably, we've also made very good progress to raise our brand awareness in the second quarter and achieved pretty good results. And in the Q3, it's a traditionally strong peak season for us, so that we plan to make an additional investment in both brand as well as channel acquisition.
那我这儿也想着重的提一下，就是那个我们的这个第二季度的这个品牌宣传的这个行动。嗯，就是大家应该都已经注意到，就是我们从5月3号的那个后浪开始，就是我们有一个后浪、入海和喜相逢的一个三部曲的这么一个活动吧。这个活动应该是一个完整的策划，它也成功的触达了就是我们想触达的各个年龄段的用户。我认为这个品牌宣传的活动应该是第二季度中国互联网行业最成功的品牌宣传。
I would also update you with our brand branding campaigns. In the second quarter, starting from May, we have made a very successful marketing campaign trilogy focused with Hou Lang Lu Hai and Shi Xiang Feng. And we believe this series of campaign is a complete marketing event, which we consider to be the most successful branding campaign among Chinese internet companies during the second quarter.
我觉得这个品牌宣传活动也证明了，就是 B 站不仅善于去做年轻人的这个小圈子的一个文化活动，它也善于去做大范围的一个品牌推广。
This proves our ability not only to do amazing events among young generation, but we also have the ability to touch a much wider, broader audiences.
为什么我们要那个就是那个今年我们认为品牌宣传是我们用户增长的一个重要的一个工作内容呢？是因为刚才我提到了，就是我们用户增长的原理是我们还是用内容去吸引用户，然后我们在不断的去扩张我们的内容品类。那么品牌宣传就是为了让更多的人知道我们这里有他们喜欢的好内容，就是我们宣传的主题，就是你感兴趣的视频都在 B 站。
And the reason why we wanted to emphasize on branding campaign is based on our business model. We use content to attract user and community to retain user. As our content continues to evolve to reach wider audiences, one important step is to allow more people to know that Bilibili has so much content to offer, which are in line with our new brand slogan, Bilibili, all the videos you like.
对，最后的话，我也对我们就是接下来第三季度的用户增长也做一个简单的一个展望吧。就是我还是挺有信心，就是我们第三季度达到一个历史的一个新高度。当然第三季度的话，它有三个月嘛，七八九三个月。今年的暑假比往年要短一个月，就是那个7月份大部分的学生没有放假，8月份是所有的学生都放假，9月份是开学季。我们认为那个我们在就是暑期的单月吧，就比如说8月份我们的那个 用户的量还是能够做到一个挺高的一个程度，然后整体的话应该也是就整个季度肯定也是我们有史以来的新高吧。
Okay, as for our Q3 user outlook, we believe we'll reach a historical high during this quarter, and this summer is a little bit special because in July a majority of the students are still in school andAugust is a full month of summer vacation, and September will be the period where students are returning to school. So in August, we believe we are able to achieve a pretty high MAU target, and on a quarterly monthly average basis, we believe we can reach a historical high.
我觉得 Q3 单月MAU 过两亿应该问题不大。
So on a single month basis, we believe we can achieve over 200 million MAU target during Q3 on a single month basis.
刚才就是陈瑞提到的补充两句吧。接着2020年刚才提到品牌升级，我们确实打造了品牌三部曲。全网曝光量其实总曝光达到了53.7亿次，因此的话我们在14到35岁的全国的网龄用户当中的品牌认知度也提升至了60%。下半年的话，其实我们着重的会从认知到转化这个逻辑去进行，除了从常规渠道以外，市场端也会围绕暑期、开学季、商业节庆、S 赛，甚至到跨晚等关键的一些节庆时间点，还有年轻人的消费场景，去做线上跟线下的营销，包括品牌投放，也作为刚才提到的增长策略很重要的一个手段。
Kali would like to supplement a few points. During our brand upgrade campaign this year,our overall brand exposure has achieved over 5 billion times. And the brand recognition level among the age bracket in between 17 to 35 has raised to 60%. And in the second half, our main focus will be on to convert people from recognizing Bilibili brand to turning to Bilibili users. And during the second half, the marketing campaign will surround our key activity around the key time slot, such as the summer vacation and returning to school, as well as the League of Legends World Championship and our New Year'sGala and many work-life scenario among young generations, and to create new content, new brand campaign, and further drive our user growth.
Our next question comes from the line of Lei Zhang from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Lei, your line is now open.
嗨，管理层早上好，谢谢接受我的提问，然后恭喜非常强劲的业绩，还有一个用户的指引。然后我这边其实是想问一下，关于游戏我们的业务这一块，因为看到2Q其实游戏的增长还是非常好，所以想看一下公主连结对我们最可能2Q 的一个贡献，还有公司预期这款游戏的一个大概生命周期可能是一个什么水平。还有最近我看到我们其实宣布签了这个糖豆人的一个手游版的一个就是独家的代理权，所以我们在接下来的几个季度 pipeline 上有没有一些比较让人值得关注的游戏可以给我们分享一下。还有就是尤其是对可能对糖豆人这款游戏有没有一些稍 微具体点的一些预期之类的啊、谢谢，我自己翻译一下。Thanks management and congrats on the strong results. My question is actually regarding your game business, which is quite solid in second quarter. Wonder could you share more color on the performance of Princess Connect, specifically what's your expectation on the longevity for this game? And secondly, can you give us some updates on your game pipeline, any game launch we can expect, specifically your expectation about the mobile version of Fall Guys? Thank you.
公主连结肯定会是一款长生命周期的游戏，它也是一个非常适合 B 站用户群的一个二次元的游戏，它的那个就是预约的时候，它的预约量是超过了650万，然后它的新增量也是打破了 B 站所有游戏新增量的一个记录，我觉得这个说明了两点吧。第一点的话就是，还是说明了二次元游戏的潜力还是挺大的，因为这个真的是已经成为中国就是 Z 时代年轻人他主流玩的游戏的一个品类。第二个也说明了就是我们在这个游戏品类上我们自己的能力也在不断加强，就是我们的这种推广能力和运营能力。
Regarding Princess Connect Redive, it's like we expected this game will be having a very long life cycle andand we expect this game to last quite a long period. And for this game, in many aspects, has broke the historical record in terms of pre-registered number. We have over 6.5 million people pre-registered, and the newly added user for this game.Also achieved a record high number. And the success of this game proves two points. One is that the ACG game has become the mainstream of young generation preference over game genres. And second is, over the years, our ability to operate and sustain ACG titles have improved significantly.And we're quite confident to continue this success.
我觉得这么大规模的一个用户量的一个引入，就是这个游戏，然后现在4个月了吧，然后没有宕过机，然后没有出现过运营的抖动，我觉得这个也说明了，就是我们对于这个品类游戏的一个那个能力还是非常稳定的，我现在判断的话，我觉得公主连接应该是可以像 FGO 一样，是一个按几年度来看的一个长周期的健康的游戏。
And for games like Princess Connect with such large user base, and within the 4 month period of our operating history, it has been very smooth in terms of operations and technical operations.So this once again supports our testimony that Bilibili is able to operate this genre's game quite well. As for the long life cycle of this game, we expect it could be something like FGO and to last a couple of years.
我们现在游戏业务的规模其实也不小了吧，然后我们目前是以游戏业务是以发行为主嘛，目前我们应该是有超过30款独代游戏的一个储备，而且呢这些游戏也跟过去只有二次元游戏的情况也不同了，我们从去年我们其实在比如说单机游戏，然后我们在一些这种玩家型的这种游戏的品类上我们其实还是做了一些拓展，然后这些拓展从目前来看就是每一步走的还是挺扎实挺成功的。
So as for our overall game business, currently we have over 30 games in our pipeline, and those games are not only ACG titles. We have been actively expanding our content offerings across different genres since last year, and we've made quite good progress on some of the console game, indie games, and have received good results.
就刚才你提到的糖豆人，我觉得也是我们在新的品类上做的一个尝试吧。那个我们未来也会在就是和我们用户群贴近的这些游戏品类上，我们会更多的去做尝试。
So the Fall Guys game that you mentioned is another example of our successful attempt in expanding into new genres. And looking ahead, we'll continue to explore the new genres that most fit to our user demographic.
从业绩的角度来看，那个肯定还是就是二次元游戏这一块在业绩上会更有优势。刚才你问就是我们后续就是有哪些游戏。 我们认为还是比较重点的，我觉得像那个《刀剑神域》之类的，就是二次元的游戏，肯定还是我们现阶段的重点。
So in terms of revenue contribution, we believe ACG titles still have advantage in this area. And in our pipeline, we believe the Sword Art Online Integral Factor will be a title that could make a decent contribution in the revenue department.
。Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Chen from J.P. Morgan. Daniel, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
哎，早上好，管理层。恭喜业绩非常强劲啊！我有个问题，关于广告这块，就我们广告收入这个季度其实同比的增长是加速的。那我们其实是不是会预期这种比较强劲的这个趋势会到下半年继续延续呢？ 然后这个季度这个主要的这个增长的驱动力是什么？是我们品牌广告这边，还是就是效果广告、信息流广告这边？然后我们7月份其实上线了那个花火的这个营销平台，那这个的话，能不能谈一下就是我们对这个的整个收入的预期啊？谢谢，我自己翻译一下。Thanks, management. I have a question on advertising. Our ad revenue growth actually accelerated on a year-over-year basis in the second quarter. Should we expect the ad revenue to sustain such strong momentum in the second half? What are the key drivers behind? Is it brand advertising or is it because of performance advertising, including feed? So what is our expectation for the new ad system we launch in the third quarter for the content providers? Thank you.
谢谢。 2020年其实还是一个充满不确定性的一个广告环境吧。这季度我们广告业务同比增长还是达到了108。Overall
2020 is still full of uncertainties and macro volatility. However, under the challenging micro environment, we still delivered a pretty good advertising growth rate. At 108% year-over-year.
首先我觉得 B 站作为一个视频内容平台，它还是处于一个图文视频化的一个红利期。广告主的预算还是从传统的门户跟图文类的广告转化发生到视频内容平台上。So
Bilibili as a video platform, we are one of the biggest beneficiaries in the overall visualization industry trend. And we have observed that the advertisers' budget has shifted from the traditional portal to the video platforms.
刚才也反复提到我们的品牌升级，包括用户增长，这一些其实对于广告都是一个极大的好消息。 其实 B 站已经成为了品牌触达年轻人的一个必选平台，其实也成为了内容热点的制造中心。这个品牌形象也会让越来越多的品牌会对 B 站进行越来越大的投入。So
as we mentioned earlier, we have invested significantly in expanding our brand awareness and raise our brand influence in the first half, and we have become the must-go-to platform for advertisers who wanted to reach the younger generation demographic. At the same time, we also become the media center to create viral marketing events. And Bilibili's brand upgrade, brand awareness increases has direct relationship with advertisers' perception towards Bilibili's brand proposition.
同时也随着 B 站用户的用户的增长以及 PUGV 生态的繁荣，也越来越多垂直的品类越来越丰富吧，包括我们提到的时尚生活、科技、健身、汽车等品类，我们也欢迎不同的品牌客户入驻 B 站。
So as our user continue to grow and our PUGV ecosystem continue to thrive, we've seen that we've made decent progress in expanding our content verticals such as fashion, lifestyle, technology, fitness, as well as autos. So we are also hoping to reach, expand our advertisers' customers into those industry verticals.
在 Q2 的话，其实广告业务本身我们没有去对客户进行单独的品牌营销或者效果营销，还是强调了B 站特色对客户的进行的整合营销方案。我觉得这个是往后我们对所有品牌客户作为一个提升提效的很核心的一个方式手段。
So during the second quarter, we didn't make any singular marketing campaign towards certain verticals, but rather emphasizing our overall marketing solutions as well as Bilibili's brand propositions and influence. And it's working well for us, and we aim to continue this strategy going forward.
除此以外的话，在产品客户的结构的改善，还有我们行业的解决方案的提升，最后还是会很重视整个广告算法能力的提升，这几个方面都保证了我们 Q2 能保持持续的增长的原因Q2 能保持持续增长的原因。那 Q3 的话，在这几个方面我们也会持续加强。
So the reason the supporting system behind our Q2 strong growthis on our improvement in terms of our advertising products and our advertisers' verticals, as well as our AI-powered algorithms to improve our ad efficiencies. And we're confident to carry on this good trajectory into the third quarter.
在展望未来两个季度吧，在用户高速增长的基础上，我还是特别有信心可以实现广告业务的持续增长的，进一步发展具有 B 站的内容社区生态的广告业务形态。
So looking ahead in Q3 and Q4, we are quite confident we can deliver a continued growth rate on our advertisement business.And to develop a Bilibili specialty advertisement solution campaign.
在 Q2、Q3、Q4 可以关注几个值得关注的点是 B 站的活跃社区氛围跟年轻的购买力的优势，其实跟电商品牌主的需求是高度契合的。那丰富多样这种营销方案吸引的广告主。已经让 B 站成为了电商大促时的营销重要阵地之一。我觉得在未来的两 Q, 这应该是一个值得关注的点。
So the area of focus could be on the e-commerce area. Bilibili's vibrant and engaged community has become many e-commerce platforms ideal platform to promote shopping festivals.And shopping events. So in the second half of this year, this could be a rising sector for us.
随着 PUGV 刚才提到，随着 PUGV 生态的繁荣，其实垂类的很多客户 ，B 站也成为了它的必投平台。我觉得这一点在往后的两个 Q 也会显著的去体现出来。
So as our content verticals expansion, we are quite confident to also expand our advertisers in those verticals.
最后的话呢，其实我们还是会持续把深度学习应用到大规模的这个数据场景下的。这个其实对客户的这个精准投放提升效率还是有比较大的提升，我觉得这第三点是值得关注跟重视的。第四个呢，最后一个其实就是大型活动、综艺跟晚会，其实在 Q3 Q4 我们还是会有一些精彩的内容，这也是品牌组给追捧的。
The third point would be on the continuous improvement on our algorithm. We'll continue to invest in improving our advertisement efficiency to increase our advertisers' ROI. And the fourth point is on the big event in the second half. There could be new variety shows as well as new events and galas. And this type of Bilibili specialty event has become advertisers' favorite advertising avenues to reach young audiences.
OK, 刚才提到一些花火，我简单回复一下花火平台的事情。UP 组的变现的模型除了这个商单以外，除了直播以外，其实商单也是个很核心的一个变现模式。花火平台其实主要还是服务于 UP 组跟品牌组的一个官方的商业合作平台。我们会为 UP 组去提供系统的一些报价参考、订单流程，甚至平台进行安全结算，是帮助 UP 主更好的去实现内容变现，去提高创作收入的这样一个平台。
So the Sparkle platform is a new platform we launched to help our content creators to connect with brand advertisers. And this platform provides our content creators a pricing system, order management, as well as settlement services. We are hoping this platform will better serve our content creators to increase and expand their commercial potentials and increase their incomes.
在七月下旬上线的时候，至今我们在没有限流的情况下，其实参与花火系统会超过8000个 UP 主。GMV 还是会符合预期的，但是呢，在 GMV 达到里程碑的时候，我再跟大家去具体的分享数据。
Since its launch in July, we have over 8,000 content creator have already participated and sign up for this platform. As for the GMV, we'll disclose when we reach a certain milestone.
最后的话，花火还是会持续强化数据的产品能力了，也会提供更多售前跟售后的服务。希望 UP 主的整个收入的模型跟商单的体系可以在 B 站生态中越来越繁荣。
And lastly, we'll continue to focus on improving our data power and to provide better decision making assistance.Pre-sale or post-sale, and to increase our content creators' earning power.
Your next question comes from the line of Alex Liu from China Renaissance. Alex, please ask your question. Your line is now open.
谢谢王以腾。很快的一个问题，可能是关于直播业态的一些长期增长的这个问题，就是我们看到我们直播的这个业务最近有很多资源上的投入，像关于能不能分享一下，就是在直播业态其实和我们 B 站的这个主站业务在运营上的这个 know how 还有增长路径上有没有什么区别。然后这个业态，直播这个业态，其实我们能不能理解会更像 B 站的这个 PUGC 内容平台一样，它是需要先有一段这个时间的内容培育，然后在某一个临界点之后会有快速的用户增长。如果是这样的话，那其实我们离这个临界点有多远？I'll translate myself very quickly. Just wondering what are the major differences in terms of operating know-how and the growth roadmap between live streaming business and our core business. Should we consider live streaming as a business that requires some time of incubations and will reach an inflection point on user adoptions. If that's the case, how far are we standing from that inflection point? Thank you.
我一直说那个直播其实是那个哔哩哔哩生态的一部分，因为直播对于B站来说，它并不是意味着一个商业变现，它其实本身也是优质的内容，而且的话，它能够把我们UP主的粉丝更好的去激活，它也是一个 对于B站 的 UP主 来说，高效的商业化的手段。Live
broadcasting business is, as we mentioned earlier, has always been a part of our content ecosystem. This is not a singular commercialization avenue for us, but also an important part of our content. Live broadcasting also provides a very good avenue for our content creators to activate and retain their followers, as well as for them to increase their commercialization potential.
所以的话，就是大家应该注意到，在前几年，看起来那种直播平台打得乒乒乓乓的那种情况下，那个B站的直播这块好像一直岁月静好，就是我们一直这个，就是像这个从自己的土地里面就是长出这个，那个花花草草一样，就是我们的 那个UP主在不断的在那个做直播，它确确实实和这个，就是大家通常认为的，就是外面的直播平台是挺不一样的。
So in the past few years, you may notice there's a heavy competition among other live broadcasting platforms. However, Bilibili has remained within our own self-sustaining ecosystem that we continuously have talented content creator rising above, and they become our live broadcasting host and are providing very good content. This is quite different. Bilibili's live broadcasting business is quite different from the other singular live broadcasting platform.
我们的直播的那个内容的一个生态其实是我们整个B站内容生态的一个 对应的一个关系，像大家喜欢看什么样的游戏的视频，大家就喜欢看什么样的游戏的直播，大家喜欢看什么样的，比如说这种，才艺类的，然后生活类的、娱乐类的视频，大家也会在B站看这方面的直播。而且往往来说，我们的UP主和主播，他其实是一个人，就是在我们这里，最受欢迎的主播
Our content offering on the live broadcasting business is actually mirroring what we have to offer on the video platform. For example, our popular game related video would also be our popular live broadcasting content, and hence that on Bilibili live broadcasting verticals, games, talent shows, and lifestyle-related content are the top verticals.
对，所以的话就是那个我们知道就是对于直播业务它的两个叫关键的条件，一个就是主播的质量，一个就是观众的质量。然后对于我们来说，主播的质量和观众的质量我们都是有保障的，因为主播的质量它大部分其实就是我们的UP主。 然后观众的质量，它大部分本身就是我们平台的用户，它的留存率、活跃度是很高的。So
you may see on our platform a lot of the popular live broadcasting hosts are also our top content creators. And there are two key factors among the live broadcasting industry. One is a good base of live broadcasting hosts, and second is a good base of users. And we believe we have seized the secret audiences for the two factors. We have both the high quality content creator, aka our live broadcasting host, and we also have a very high quality set of users who love to watch live broadcasting content.
确实像你所说的，就是我们这个模型呢，在那个就是收入起来的一个速度上，那个会比那个就之前其他的直播平台它会慢一些。为什么呢？因为大家应该知道，其他的直播平台的竞争手段其实就是互相的那个挖成熟的主播，然后就是它那个确实快一些，就是它有成熟的主播迅速的朝头部的平台流动。而对于 B 站来说 ，B 站绝大部分的受欢迎的主播其实就是我们的 UP 主自己成长起来的，然后那个它会稍微慢一些，但是它的好处就是在于稳定、持续，那个相对来说主播的生命周期也会长，也会更长。
So compared to other live broadcasting platforms, you are right about the revenue trajectory. We tend to have more stable growth instead of a sharply increased circle because other platforms might pursuing the signing top content host, which will drive the revenue in a short term. But the merits of our business model is we tend to have a more stable and sustaining life cycle, and our content creator, the live broadcasting host's life cycle will also tend to be a longer period.
我是有信心 B 站那个成为中国最适合视频创作者的一个平台，所以同样的我认为那个因为 B 站的直播也是基于这个生态嘛，所以同样的我认为 B 站也会成为国内主要的直播平台之一在未来啊，所以我的信心还是很坚定的。
We are quite confident to become the best platform for video content creators given that the video equals live broadcasting content on our platform. We're also quite confident that we'll become one of the most popular live broadcasting platform in the future.
And that concludes the question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to management for any additional or closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us today. If you have further questions, please contact myself, Julia Yang, Bilibili Center, IR Director, or TPG Investor Relations. Our contact information for IR in both China and the U.S. can be found on today's press release. Have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. Stay safe, everyone. You may now disconnect.